BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Man, it's raining, it's wet. Welcome to Hump Day. That's what's going to happen today on your Hump Day. You've got to be dealing with rain most of the day. I actually got to clear out right after noon, probably right after you eat your lunch. Rain is going to clear out and make way for afternoon. But this morning, you're going to be dealing with the wet rain this morning. 58 degrees, a little chill out there this morning. It's going to heat all the way up to about 73. 73 is going to be your high for the day and dealing with rain most of the day. This weekend, Thursday, tomorrow's high is going to be like mid to late 60s, and then same thing for Friday, and then Saturday is going to warm up a little bit and have more sunshine. In the Madhouse with me this morning, it's our sunshine. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. How was your night?
Night was good. Getting ready for Boo Bash this year. So really, really excited about that. You know that's going down on Halloween over there at the Macquarie YMCA. So we're gearing up and getting ready to do some new and fun things for the kids so that they can have a safe, fun Halloween experience. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
What to do? Yeah. Speaking of Halloween, I'm going to be doing Trunk or Treat with the Tanglewood Derrida neighborhood.
Okay.
October the 26th. So shout out to the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte putting that together, and my man Murph, aka Murphy. But yeah, so man, the kids are gonna have great opportunities all over the city to do things, and great work you're doing over there with the YMCA. And right, look forward to that on Halloween. I also in the Madhouse with us this morning, Big Mac Murphy. Good morning, sir.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Wilmo.
Good morning.
Everybody in.
Good morning.
Everybody in.
Good morning.
Everybody over there.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling, man? How was your night?
I'm feeling good, man. I don't know. I slept too long or something.
Yeah, sound about right.
I took too long of a nap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't take naps.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I'm, how long do you nap? Like, if you take a nap, how long do you nap?
I don't.
You don't take a nap?
Mm-mm.
I do.
How long do you nap if you take a nap?
Normally, I go home and take a nap after the show. It can be anywhere from like an hour to an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's it? See, no, I can't do that. That's a teaser.
Well, no, because I have other stuff to do right throughout the day.
So if I lay down and I go to sleep, I'm out for at least 5 hours.
Oh, No. You're going to sleep.
Yeah, you're going to sleep. That ain't a nap.
That's why I don't take naps, because if I don't nap.
My naps,
I go to sleep.
My naps occur like on Friday in the barbershop while I'm getting my hair cut. Shout out to my barber, Lloyd.
Why are you in the chair?
Yeah, why I'm in the chair.
And that's exactly why I go home and I take a nap, because I don't want to just be falling asleep while I'm doing
nothing.
I don't want to be tired during the day or anything like that. And we wake up so early.
Yeah, that's how my naps occur. Like I might be sitting in somebody's office and dead.
So yeah, I was asleep so long yesterday I couldn't go back to sleep last night. And
It is. I have learned, especially with this job, sleep patterns are very, very. Getting yourself a sleep routine is very, very important.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you've got to have a sleep routine, or else it's going to be.
It's always broken, because if I'm not here, whenever I'm not here, like on the weekends or something, if I get booked for a gig or something like that, I'm up all night. So it's. My sleep patterns are all out of whack.
Well, you could get a weekend sleep pattern, because I have a weekend sleep pattern, then I have a during the week sleep pattern. So, like, I don't go to bed before. If I go to bed before 11 o'clock, I oversleep during the week. It's crazy, but that's what
Larry, that is so crazy, because that's exactly how I am. So, if I get too much sleep,
To bed at 10:15, 10:30, I'm going to sleep to about 6, 7 o'clock. So if I'm late, y'all, he went to bed early.
It's not always the same thing every day.
Mm.
My thing is, because we do have such crazy schedules where sometimes we're here, we're there. Nothing is the same. Everybody's like, what is your schedule? I'm like, look, it's never the
right.
same.
Right.
I always, if I know that I have to do this on this day, mm-hmm. I will be very, very intentional about scheduling sleep in so that it yeah, works
you,
out.
You're that type of person, though. Like,
oh,
you,
yeah,
you,
I need
you very, you're very organized.
Oh, no, I will get her sleep.
But like I said, I get mine at the red light.
Look,
I've taken plenty of power naps at the
red
light.
Don't let somebody else drive and we're going somewhere. I'm gone. I'm out of there.
But like my sleep pattern is that, and that helps me out a lot, is I know I've learned over the years that, you know, if I go to bed before 11 o'clock, I'm gonna oversleep in the morning. No matter what.
Really?
If I go to bed before 11 PM, like I can go to bed after 11 and pop right up. Mm-hmm. But if I go before 11, like 9:30, 10:30, it's over.
I'm because you don't fall into that deep sleep.
7 p.m.
I'm in the bed. Shut it down.
Life's still going on at 7 p.m. Leave
me alone.
Oh, no, man.
Leave me alone.
Pastor R.J. Davis. Say yes. We need prayer.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Fear is a terrible foe. It robs us of life.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's that Wale Jeremiah on chill. 608-8 after 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 73 with rain most of the day. 58 degrees right about now. And of course, you know what time it is. It's time to hit that hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD. Your madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, Bert, what we got over there today, big dog?
Using the hashtag MHQOTD, which is being brought to you by EPMD's 30-year anniversary. It's going down November 30th at the Fillmore. Freeway's going to be there. Beanie Siegel's going to be there. Tickets are on sale right now at power98fm.com and all Ticketmaster locations. All right, we want to know today, Madhouse Nation, what is something that you should know how to do, but you don't? What is something that you should know how to do, but you don't? And mine is fishing.
You don't know how to fish?
I don't know how to fish.
You don't know how to fish?
I've never been fishing.
Fish ain't never take you out of fish?
Fish ain't never. I don't even know why he named fish. Because he's scared of water.
Why do you feel like you should know how to fish?
I feel like as a boy,
yeah,
every man should teach a young boy how to fish.
I agree with that.
Just as bonding.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as a bonding thing.
I think you should know how to fish.
Yeah.
And it's in the
by the way, I know how to fish.
It's dope. You're not a fish, Jeff? That's what's
I don't
up.
Know how
I grew
to
up,
fish.
I grew up in Virginia Beach. Yeah, I know how to fish.
My uncle taught me how to fish.
Yep. My
uncle taught me
the how person, to fish. He is my great uncle, but I consider my grandfather. He taught me how to fish.
I always wanted to go. My uncles always wanted to take me and my brother fishing, but they was crackheads, so my parents wouldn't let us go.
Well, yeah, I had some uncles that was crackheads too, but they still did good things in
my
in
grandfather
the
was not a crackhead.
Yeah, my parents were scared.
Not a crackhead, and he took me fishing.
Right, my parents were scared of everything. Like, everything.
Burp, I'll take you how to fish. You know what? Well, I get my boys.
I'm not. Nope.
Burpee, I really know how to fish.
No, I believe you. I'm just not. I don't want you to teach me nothing.
Why not?
I don't know. Because it's you.
That's crazy. That's the craziest thing ever. You know,
can I teach you how to fish?
I feel like at this point.
No, you should learn it.
I'm going to feel some kind of way because I'm a grown man. I got another person.
Don't worry.
Nah, man.
I just wanted you to say yes because I could say I'm not offering.
I didn't say it.
But the thing about it, you know, speaking of that, I'm actually putting together a day. It's called Teach Me How to Fish, and we're going to take some young men and women and teach them how to fish and do different things.
See, so. I can do that because I can mask it. I can be like a mentor, but then at the same time, I'm listening to y'all, and yeah. I'm like, okay, you're gonna so be you put the rod on the... Put the bait on the end of the rod, and then you throw it.
You're going to be done put a hook in somebody. That's what you're going to do. Jessica, what's yours?
I would say sew.
Sew?
Sew. Okay. I need to know how to sew.
Sew what? Oh, sew.
Sewing, yeah.
I can put a button on a shirt. Like, if a button were to fall off, I can do that. But I want to know
how to do that.
Sew.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sew, so. But
I that's one of those things you feel like, is that one of those things you feel like a young girl, or like if their grandmother or aunt or mom.
I feel like there are certain aspects of sewing that not only women, but everybody should know how to do. Like, as a man, if your button falls off and you got like an important meeting to go to, you should be able to run into the bathroom and sew it back on. Mm. Like, that's just something for everybody to know.
Yeah.
You know?
They used to teach that in the home ec. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had home ec at school.
They don't even have home ec no more.
Nah,
they don't
have it no more.
There's certain, some schools do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Some schools do.
They need it back.
But, yeah, I feel like that's just one of those skills that everybody needs to know. And a lot of people think only females. Nah, fellas, you know, your clothes fall apart too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So sewing.
Mine is hold my tongue. Sometimes I say stuff and I don't suppose to say it, but I say it anyway. So that's what I think I should know how to do, but I don't do it. But like an actual action thing. That's what it is. But an actual action thing would be cooking. I don't know how to cook. I think I should know how to cook more than what I know.
I think you
how to
should
cook.
Know how to cook also.
I definitely think you should know how to cook.
I mean, I can cook to survive, but I can't, you know what I mean?
You talking about that elaborate.
Cooking. Yeah, yeah. You know, like he did on How to Think Like a Man, like Michael Elick type cooking.
Yeah.
I think I should know how to do that, but I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know how to cook?
No. Nah, I mean, I can cook for me. I
know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't talking about noodles.
Yeah. Nah, I cook more than noodles. Beans. I cook some stuff.
What's the most elaborate thing you can cook?
Pork chop. Y'all ain't finna judge me this morning.
How do you cook a pork chop, Larry? What you doing with these pork chops?
You know what I mean? I put it in the shake and bake bag and let it shake. Lord, baby.
Shake and bake bag.
Y'all don't remember shake and bake?
Yeah, so you frying time. Your pork chops?
Of course. That was the last time I cooked pork chop. I put it in the shake and bake bag. They tell you how long it's been.
Still make shake and bake bag.
I don't even know.
Ever say that again?
That's horrible, Larry.
I would rather you say you cook bologna.
Yeah, oh, not cooking bologna. Not, that's why I said some stuff I know how to cook, but
shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Somebody's in their car right now. Like, what's shake and bake?
Hey, tell them to go to the store. They still got shake and bake in there, baby.
Don't buy no shake and bake. Please don't buy no shake and bake.
Don't hate on the shake and bake now. Don't hate on the shake and bake. Oh, you know that shake and bake used to be lit, baby. Stop it, Jessica. You know that shake and bake was lit.
Man, that's terrible.
Why is that? Hey, you gonna judge me by my
No,
answer,
I'm not
but
judging.
But I'm not judging you because you can't fish.
I'm not judging,
I can catch the fish, you cook it.
I'm talking about shake and bake.
you don't need
me to cook it. Just throw the fish in the damn shake and bake.
Larry go fishing and go in the kitchen and be like, I'm gonna shake and bake this.
Shake and bake.
You know what? Make me some croakers.
Y'all hate, man. Y'all know y'all mama them used to cook with that shake and bake.
Mama ain't never made no shake
and bake. Call your mama right now, Jessica. I bet she cook with shake and bake.
I'm gonna tell you right now, my mama ain't never cooked no shake and bake.
Call and ask her before the show.
Let me see. Mama next door used to cook.
How do they tap in on this conversation?
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake. Somebody right now this morning got some shake and bake in their cabinet.
They probably 50. Maybe 60.
Whatever, Burger. How do we tap in on the conversation?
You can hit us up at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8078.
Shark, you had some shake and bake news.
Then Lord knows Shark got shake and bake.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till...
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
6:24 here in the Queen City. It is time for a Nosy Neighbor News quickie. Netflix has come to the decision that they're going to be cutting back on the amount of stand-up comedy specials. According to the streaming service, they're taking more of a refined approach to their strategy after the stand-up specials were a big ingredient to attract new subscribers. Netflix streamed more than 50 specials by this time last year, but they've only put out about 30 this year, so they're cutting back. But there is one Netflix special, one comedian that was just announced, and he is coming back with a special. I'm not going to tell y'all about who it is now. I'm going to let y'all know at 7:24 in the Nosy Neighbor News. All right? I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Jessica's got the pick today for your morning Madhouse classic throwback. And, of course, we jumping off Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, we got a question just for y'all this morning. It's Powered Out of Gate.
Power Saturday's live broadcast happens Friday. Everybody
knows y'all working is Friday. Y'all know how we do it, man. Salute to all our hardworking women out there. We salute y'all. We appreciate y'all. It is a Working Woman Wednesday here inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. No, we don't have a working lady in the building today, but we have a Working Woman Wednesday subject for y'all this morning. What we got today, Miss Jessica?
All right. So, you know, they're doing a lot of reboots of movies and television shows. right? You know, we got Coming to America, all of these Disney reboots, Aladdin, Lion King, all that stuff. But ladies, today we want to know, what trend would you reboot? Like clothing, hairstyles, whatever. What trend would you reboot and bring back?
So we don't get down to today?
No.
Okay, I
shut up. You don't get to answer. It's Working Woman Wednesday. This is for the ladies.
I mean, I got a trend I would like to see come back, but bye, shut up.
What trend would you like to see come back, Larry?
Yeah, y'all go jump over. Y'all already jumped over this morning about my shake and bake.
What? No, because we're asking for old answers. We
didn't. So you trying to say shake and bake is the old answer?
We didn't ask for.
Hey, you gonna get off of my mama? That's my mama used to cook with shake. My mama used to cook with shake and bake. What my sister? I'm gonna call my sister on you this morning. Can my mama cook?
Yeah.
Obviously.
On a scale of 1 to 10, yeah. It's about a 3.5. Yeah.
But
no, I would love to see, I used to like a good finger wave.
Here's the thing.
Finger waves are coming back. Yeah, I know they come back, but
finger waves have already made a comeback.
I know, but you know, back they used to be late and they used to have different styles and everything. I used to like that.
Finger waves have definitely made a comeback. Like, I'm not exactly mad at the whole finger wave craze making a comeback, because when I was growing up, my mom would not allow me to wear finger waves.
For real?
No. There were certain hairstyles that my mom considered grown.
I got you.
And that was one of them that my mom was like, no, that's a grown woman hairstyle. You can't have that one. I couldn't have finger waves. But I am like you. The one trend that I would like to see make a comeback is the French roll.
The French roll?
Okay. Boy, listen.
The French roll.
I used to love me a French roll.
I would like to see a French roll make a comeback.
Jessica, I wish we had an app where we could put a finger roll on you, because I would like to see you with a finger roll.
But I mean,
finger wave, I'm sorry.
I think that it is a little difficult for me to get finger waves, and I'm not 100% sure, because finger waves work better when you have shorter hair.
Yeah.
Shorter hair.
Yeah.
They didn't want you looking too black.
No, because it was
growing up in this white school looking like this.
It was the same.
You didn't go to a private school, did you?
In elementary school, it was a private school.
It
was the same thing with French rolls. I could not wear French rolls.
If you would have walked to school in a finger wag, your teacher would be like, "What's next? You gonna pop your lips?"
Call us up, ladies. What trend would you love to see come back? 570-WPEG. What trend would you love to see come back?
You have
anything else though besides the French roll?
You know what I would like to see come back, and I think it's sort of come back, but in a different way, sort of, is jelly shoes.
Jelly shoes.
Jelly shoes.
I used to like jelly.
But I think jelly shoes have come back, but they're in the form of Crocs.
Yeah, because
Crocs is basically a jelly shoe.
First jelly shoes are coming back too, though. Like actual jelly shoes.
Yeah,
but hate it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind that whole trend. I'm talking about trends that I didn't get to participate in, because I also didn't get to have jelly shoes.
You didn't get to have jelly shoes?
I didn't get to have jelly shoes.
Your mom and dad were strict.
What is going on? Hey.
They were. I came from very, very strict parents.
No wonder you're so wild now.
Today is for the ladies. Exclusively on Power 98.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's Love for New Hip Hop and R&B. 6:47, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock. How the day of the Queen City is going to be right now.
No, you can't do all that laughing and not tell the people what you laughing at, Larry.
Man, Shark. It's DJ Shark. He's in here acting
Madhouse Nation.
Madhouse Nation. I owe Shark $90 for a transaction.
You should rather owe the devil than that.
But Shark, this is the thing about Shark. He owed me money for 6 months. And I didn't say a word except Shark when I'm going to get my meal. That's all I say.
I made your appointment to get your money.
Okay, I'll make your appointment. You're going to get it Friday.
Boy.
Man, we talking to the ladies today. Jessica, what we talking to the ladies?
It is
about
a Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, we want to know, what trend do you want to make a comeback with all of these reboots of television shows and movies? What trend do you want to get a reboot? 570-WPEG. Hit us up and let us know.
Lil Baby and the Baby, this is Baby.
Weezy out of here.
King Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Yeah.
Get up, ladies. Tell them.
No, this is Larry the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Y'all know how we do it for the ladies each and every Wednesday. And what are we talking to the ladies about today?
Today we are talking about rebooting trends. You know, we got the movies and the television shows that are making a comeback. But ladies, we want to know, what trend do you want to see rebooted? I said French rolls. I would like to see the French roll trend make a comeback.
I said I wouldn't mind finger wave, but I'm not a female, yeah. So I'm just telling you what I would like to see.
Yeah. All right. What you got on it, ladies?
Yes, this day, me and you had the same mob. You know, the first thing I said, I want the strip and the waterfalls to come back.
Yeah,
with the
waterfalls.
Jelly shoes and the big gold earrings. Yes.
What's a waterfall?
Oh, my goodness. My homegirl used to always go. She went to college with me here in Charlotte, and she would make sure that she would go to Winston every weekend just to get her hair done, because she said those are the only people that can do proper waterfalls.
All these girls with, like, the gold tip waterfalls and then the waterfalls to the sides with the French roll. Oh, my God. I would watch that, like, this weekend.
I would not be mad at it.
She's going to say she's going to rock it this weekend. Wherever she going.
Waterfall curls were something else that I couldn't have.
You just kidding.
Your parents didn't want you to be black.
It's sort of like when you spray a lot of hairspray on your hair to make it hard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so it was like a curl that was up high and it was sort of loop over like a waterfall.
I think Halle Berry had it. Did she have it in BAPS?
Yeah, she probably did.
One time in BAPS, I think she had it.
You've seen waterfall curls. You just don't know that that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
She said.
Yes.
She said the big earrings. You still wear big earrings today.
Oh, listen. I love my big earrings. Mm-hmm. Big bamboo earrings.
Yeah.
Big bamboo earrings.
That's what I remember LL Cool J talked about that in Around the Way Girl.
Yeah.
All right. Pow Daddy A, good morning.
Good morning. I was calling in. I want to see Saucony's come back.
Saucony's! Wow.
They're not Saucony's. you don't pronounce it Saucony's?
No, it called Saucony's, dummy.
We used to get real fancy with our Saucony's. We'd get them in different colors.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, one shoe would be a different color to match with our outfit. Like, so we wear one red one and one blue one.
Oh, y'all was real fancy with y'all. Yeah.
We just forgot all about the collar.
You get like a red pair and like a black pair, and then you put on a red and black outfit. You had one red, one black one.
You had two pairs of shoes to wear to school at the same time. I'm like,
you listen.
We only got one pair.
She was mad.
By that time,
was mad that we weren't talking to her no more.
By that time, I was in high school and I worked at a shoe store, so I was making my own money and I was able to get the discount. Also,
oh yeah, my mom, you bought one pair at the beginning of the year and probably maybe one more by the end of the year.
No. All of my friends had jobs where each of us could get some type of benefit.
Oh, I got
one you. One worked in a clothing store. I worked in the shoe store.
That's what's up.
Someone worked in a beauty parlor. So we were all straight.
So who was stealing?
All of us. Ladies,
tell them I woke up like this. Today is
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is raining as wet. You got to deal with that on your morning commute. Later on this afternoon, though, the rain will be out of here, so by the time you come home, you should be coming home to some dry streets and not that much rain. More rain should be gone by this afternoon. High today is going to be right near 73, 58 degrees right now. It's time to let y'all shine. We want to spread some positivity in the negative world.
Good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
My son, Davion Winford. Good morning.
Good morning. Why are you trying to let him shine?
He's an awesome kid, and it's his 15th birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine? I say, who you letting shine?
This is Diamond from Clover, and I'm calling to give a shout out to Pop Warner Clover Mighty Mice for being undefeated 6-0.
Happy birthday, D.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to shine for Mama's birthday. She's 55 today. Turn up, Mama D. Love you, baby.
Power 98, who you letting shine this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling to let my son Kyir Marable shine. Today is his 6th birthday.
All right, man, and I want to let this lady shine. Her name is Kia. She's the only African American female owner of her own bank. She owns her own bank out of Detroit. Her first name, I forgot her last name, but her first name is Kia. So, Kia, I was reading a report on her last night. It's really dope how she got started. She's the majority owner of a bank in Detroit, and she's the only African American female owner of a bank. So, let her shine this morning. And all the ladies out there doing their thug theft. All right, man. Coming up is Jessica. She's got the Nosy Neighbor News quickie on the way. And we got the Nosy Neighbor News coming up at 7:24. Your chance to get tickets for A&T's homecoming. It's Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Y'all know,
man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
7:18 here in the Queen City coming up. I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. A judge ruled in favor of Lauren London. Find out exactly for what. Lizzo. Looks like she might be headed to court. Teyana Taylor is promising something. Gonna let you know some details about that. And I told you earlier in the Nosy Neighbor News quickie that Netflix is sort of backing up off of their comedy specials. But one comedian just dropped a new special. Who is it?
Oh, man, that was the comedian.
Hamburger.
I just saw Netflix, but Damon Wayans. Damon Wayans.
Hamburger?
I'm going with Damon Wayans. Yeah.
Y'all remember Hamburger?
Yes, I remember Hamburger.
Hamburger.
On Netflix.
Yeah, Hamburger.
Made it to Netflix, huh?
Yeah. He on that show, Family Reunion.
No, it's the actual Netflix stand-up special.
Nah, I know. Let me think. Carrot Top.
Burpee dropped one. That's
nah,
one.
No. Y'all gonna know when I drop a comment.
All right. Well,
yeah, hell gonna freeze.
Find out. And I'm interested in what you all think about this one. That one is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News. Keep it locked.
I wanna know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
It's the baby, Suge. You know what it is. It's Charlotte's Club, Power 98.
Jesse made another one. Huh? Packing a mag, yeah.
What the hell going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, October 16th, being brought to you by Bojangles. Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win a $100 gift card courtesy of Bojangles, celebrating the Panthers' 25th season with a special edition Bo Box. All right. A judge has ruled that Lauren London should get guardianship so that her son can inherit half of Nipsey Hussle's estate. The judge also signed off on Nipsey's immediate family members becoming legal guardians to the 10-year-old that he has with a woman named Tanisha, who the family has called unfit. Imani is also expected to inherit the other half of his estate. Lizzo has been hit with another claim of plagiarism over her hit song, Truth Hurts. There's a producer and songwriter that posted a comparison video between a song called Healthy and Lizzo's song. He says the main beef is over the beginning line of Lizzo's song where she talks about being 100% that you know what. And the Usher other issues is that the song has the same melody. This marks the second time that Lizzo has been accused of plagiarism for that same opening line. Teyana Taylor is keeping her word to fans and will deliver a new album before the end of the year. When a fan joked about her on social media about the long wait for new music, Teyana responded, "My album is dropping December 6th. Teyana will meet with Kalani this weekend to record a video for their single, and it's going to be featured on her new album. Well, Arsenio Hall is taking his talents to Netflix. The comedian's new special is called Smart and Classy, and it's described as an hour of relatively clean jokes without cursing and carrying on. What y'all think about it? Arsenio Hall.
Not a fan of it.
I am. I always thought Arsenio was funny with that long finger. Y'all think Arsenio gonna pull it off? I think he'll do well.
I'm talking about stand-up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've never gone to Arsenio for.
I definitely don't.
For comedy, I'm interested in seeing this. I want to see it. I want to see it because
I've seen his stand up. That's why I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, remember I told. Well, it's not hamburger. That's who it's not.
I would rather see hamburger.
Remember I told you all about Travis Scott taking that nasty fall on the stage at Rolling Loud yesterday. Well, he went to a doctor and he was diagnosed with a dislocated knee.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Doctors are waiting to decide if surgery is needed or if the knee can just heal on its own. We'll see. Happy birthday to Naomi Osaka, the tennis star. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on Nosy Neighbor News about Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle in the Nosy Neighbor News. Well, what did she say? 570-WPEG, first call through correct answer. You going to North Carolina A&T's homecoming at Geek Pride.
At Dunkin', the flavors of pumpkin are back in a big way.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And it's time for Larry Mad, baby. Find out what Larry is mad about right now.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Now, you know, most time we go get a crazy story, it either comes out of one or two places, Florida or South Carolina. Today, it's coming out of South Carolina. But hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Monarch Room. Make sure you join Power 98 live Saturday and each and every Saturday night at the Monarch Room. They got $150 Power Saturday VIP tables right now. Monarch Room, 2016 North Graham Street. Next to Will Burpee.
Family Dollar, baby.
DJ Butterfingers is going to be bringing you all everything you want to hear. For more info, log on to power98fm.com and click on events. Shout out to the Monarch Room. All right. This crazy news story, this hashtag Larry Mad. Today, I'm mad at a DJ out of South Carolina. DJ Kid, a.k.a. Jason Polk, a.k.a. He allegedly.
Allegedly,
this DJ in South Carolina has infected over 600 African-American females. This is a report that came out that's been all over the blogs. It's been everywhere. So allegedly, this DJ out of South Carolina they're saying that he preyed on all these African-American females as young as age 13. And they put the paperwork out and the story has been all around. And you know, investigators are investigating each and every one of them. But he did make a post on Facebook that they said he made. It said he had over 693 bodies at the age of 36, meaning he had slept with over 693 people, all African-American females. If this story is true, this is highly sickening. This is highly disgusting. And it just make you go, ugh. Like... And a lot of people, I've been seeing like a lot of people comment on the different blogs and it's talking about, you know, human trafficking and talking about, you know, him preying on young girls and things of that nature. And just saying how where the parents was at and how could you let this happen? What I think about it is that he's a man, like he's a young man himself, and he put himself in a position to be around these young girls. So you can't blame their parents and you can't blame them. I mean, it was on him. He knew better. If this story is true, he definitely knew better. But we're gonna continue to watch the story and watch it come out of South Carolina. But allegedly affecting over 600 African American females. This is crazy. And as radio personalities yourself, you hate to see other things come out about radio personalities. and DJs, period, point blank, period. But you can look the story up. It is all over the blog sites. DJ Kid coming out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
South Carolina. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Charlotte's plug is 5 out of 8.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a 3 Chicken Supremes combo. Yeah.
Sometimes I have them thoughts. Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Ah, Larry, cut the music off. And cut my music on. Cut the music off. It's Wednesday. I don't know what I'm saying. Be prepared. And today's word is being brought. Shut your mouth, demon. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real, and they call me that Washock.
Because he keep it 100.
100. He can't wait for that part. Yeah. Today's word, Larry, is a lot going on in the sports world. In the NBA in the offseason, you had free agents signing here. And you had trades going on there. And last night, you had Jalen Ramsey get traded to the Los Angeles Rams. And it got me to thinking, Larry, sometimes everybody want to move all the time. What if Jesus made a trade request? What if Jesus said, you know what, God, I don't want to be here no more. Send me on somewhere else. Talk to the Pharisees and give them a second round pick, a third round pick, and 2 more disciples for me, God. Get me out of here. What if Jesus wanted to trade? What if Jesus traded for Judas? What if he said, you know what, Pharaoh? You let my people go, so I'm going to let Judas come over there to you and stab you in the back. I don't want him here no more. What if Jesus made trade requests? What if Jesus said, I don't want these sick people here no more. Get them up out of here. I'll trade you 2, a man that's blind and a man that's deaf, for 2 children. Get them up out of here. I'm making trade picks. What if Jesus made trade requests, Larry? What if we made trade requests in regular life? Yes, I said requests. Larry, what would you trade?
I'd trade my paycheck.
You don't have nothing. Jessica.
Yes, I do. I'd trade my paycheck for the big boss's paycheck. You hear me, Bill? You hear me, Bill?
All right, shut up, demon. What would you trade, Jessica?
I would trade my co-host.
Larry, don't you let Jessica talk about you like that.
You can trade me out.
Not you, man. No. Not you. You are the host of this.
I'm Pastor Real.
I would trade the and then.
I am Pastor Real. Don't you talk about Burpee and Chuck like that. You wouldn't trade none of them.
I would trade this damn church.
Don't you cuss in this holy temple. This is a temple of God. And matter of fact, God just hit me. Ooh, shut it up. He's trading you, Jessica. He's
I would trade you with Kanye West.
That's about the doors of the church on now.
Think about it.
What you thought?
These folks got to hit his no cap.
821 here in the Queen City. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Nick Cannon has teamed up with Birdman to bring the film She-Ball to theaters next year. Cannon is going to be in the film. He's also going to serve as the writer, producer, and director. Also making appearances, Chris Brown, Cedric the Entertainer, Evan Ross, Birdman, and DC Young Fly. They're also going to have some other people that are going to be a part of the project. The movie is going to be about a female baller who gets help from a women's street ball league to help save a community center.
Oh, my girl, Brittany Atlanta. Too. That's dope. It's going to be a dope movie.
All right.
Isn't that the movie that people were upset about Chris Brown being in?
Probably so.
I'm not sure. Why were they upset about Chris Brown being in it?
But I think they filmed it, I want to say a year or so ago, a year or two ago, a while ago. Mm-hmm. And people were upset that Chris Brown was going to be in the film because it was about a female and he was in it. And they were just throwing, you know how people are.
So Chris Brown can't be around females?
Like, you know how people get. They were upset that he was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
Hey. The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
You know what it is, man. It's a Week Family Wednesday here in the Madhouse. And today, fam, we're going to help y'all out. We're going to give y'all some information. And today, Ms. Jessica, we got information on what?
We are talking about CMS enrollments. A lot of big dates that parents, you need to know. So we brought the experts into the Madhouse. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Michelle Akins, Director of Student Placement for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools.
Walter Hall, Director of Student Assignment and School Choice Magnet Program.
And what is going on? We got enrollment fairs that are coming up, magnet schools, all that kind of stuff. What's going on?
So it's that time of year again. You know, we can't wait till the yellow buses start rolling to get kids enrolled. And so now is that time for us to get planning. And so we got a couple events coming up. The School Enrollment School Choice Fair will take place this Saturday from 11 to 3. And so it's going to be a family fun event where families can come in, drop off their enrollment paperwork and learn about all the magnet schools and all the choices within CMS. They also can learn about all the departments and services that they may need while they are enrolled in the system.
And my department, Student Placement, will be enrolling students from October 7th through November 25th for the 2021 school year.
But Walter, school just started. School just started.
We already talking about enrolling for 2020.
What in the world?
We got a plan. We got to make sure we got the right teachers and the right classrooms. We got to make sure we got all the right equipment. We got to order new buses. We got to make sure that we have everything that we need for the students that come next year. It is a year and a half planning process to get ready for the next
school. So if I'm a parent and I got a student that's transitioning maybe from middle school to high school and I want them to go to a certain high school, how do I go about, you know, maybe getting them into the high school that I want them in? Like if I got a daughter that I think she should be going into the program at Philip O'Berry, but that's not her home school, how do I make that happen?
All right. So that parent will particularly participate in the lottery process. There's really
lottery.
The lottery process. You got to win a lottery seat. So we have five basic steps for most families. Most of our families that are participating in our lottery processes are typically enrolled, and so they have completed the first part of those processes. But they do have to participate in the lottery. Michelle and I work together to make sure that all students get a letter or notification in their schools. Most of the kids sometimes don't bring things home
right.
in their book bags, so make sure you check in
the
book
bag. Or they tell you at the last minute.
Yes. It's going to be a letter that has their student ID and PIN. And it has the instructions of how to participate in the lottery program. So,
and once you in, are you in? Like, or do you have to participate in the lottery every year?
No. So once you're in, you're in. Just one time only, unless okay. your program is ending or you're trying to switch programs.
Okay. All right. We got more with Walter and Michelle coming up. Parents, if you're out there and you got a question about student placement and, you know, the lottery process or anything like that, call us up 570-WPEG. We Family Wins. We getting these kids straight for school in 2020. It's Power 98.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lowe's Universe.
Yeah, the
struggle
is real.
Hi, it's Nolan Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 73, 54 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies with more rain in the Queen City. Don't worry, after lunchtime, all the rain is going to be gone. But right now, we rain it down with information inside the Madhouse. We got CMS live in the building.
Yeah, we are talking about enrollment, the magnet fairs, and all of that that are going on. Really, really important date. Before we get back into the conversation, give them the date again.
So Saturday, October 19th. Uptown at the Wells Fargo.
Hold on,
Fargo.
Time out. So that means that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
You got to talk to black people in right now terms. This Saturday, black people. The day after tomorrow, this Saturday, October the 19th. And then what we doing?
We got an event at the Wells Fargo Atrium. It is the School Choice Enrollment Fair. So families can come out and take a look at our magnet programs, speak to our learning community departments, exceptional children's departments, and register for school for the next school year.
Now, when you say magnet schools, how many magnet schools do we have in CMS, and what type of schools are they? What is a magnet school?
So sure, we have 67 magnet schools with 97 magnet programs. So those programs range in different themes from visual and performing arts, STEM programs, computer science immersion, the world language immersion. A lot of our CCE programs are fed through the lottery. Lots of different things, Montessori, anything that you can think of. And
can you name a couple of them?
Name
a couple of the magnet schools.
So we have, for our STEM schools, we have Philip O'Berry Academy of Technology, the UNC Charlotte Early Engineering College. We have our middle colleges. We have our international baccalaureate schools, which would be Piedmont, Randolph. West Charlotte High School is international baccalaureate high school, North MEC. So we have a ton of schools with a ton of different programs. Come out and check us out.
Learn about them.
All right, so we had a question. Somebody called in and asked a question. Good morning. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, sounds good. So I actually missed the lottery deadline the last year for to get my kids in a different school. I just want to say I think it's important to consider what kind of grade your school is performing at. Their school wasn't performing at a very high grade. So I was told at that point I could put in a transfer application, and that's what I did. And I was just wondering, since I already have a transfer application in, would I still be able to put a lottery application in addition to that, or do I have to wait?
You still will be able to submit a lottery application. The request for reassignment and transfer process is completely different from the lottery process, so you're able to do both.
While we were off the air, we did get a caller that called, and unfortunately she got disconnected. It sounded like her question was about her child going to a magnet school but not being enrolled as a magnet student. How does that work?
So we have two different types of schools. We have magnet schools with neighborhood attendance boundaries. So we have a school where we have put a theme into a particular school so that all students in that neighborhood can participate in that particular theme. And then we also open that up to other students that don't live in that neighborhood. So in our partial magnet schools or schools without a neighborhood, schools with a neighborhood attendance boundary, we usually try to extend that theme into the middle school and the high school so students can continue and have that experience. But if a student is in a particular school and wants to change a theme, they would need to participate in the lottery. Or if they want to go to a particular school that's not a continuation for that school, they would need to participate in the lottery.
What's the benefit of being in a magnet program? If I'm a student or if I'm a parent of a student, what is the benefit of my child being in a magnet program?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we have 176 schools, and all of them offer different options and different things. But magnet programs are really about theme-based education that focus on a particular theme. And that theme is wrapped around each and everything that a child should do. So from the moment that they get there, from before school to after school, if they're in a STEM school, they should be experiencing STEM all day, every day. So in reading class, it should be about reading articles about STEM, or if they're at lunch, you know, we should see that environment should look like STEM. So we want students to be immersed in these experiences all day, every day. We still got to teach them how to read, still got to teach them how to write, still got to teach them how to be good citizens. But at the same time, we're in engaging them through a specific theme, that specific magnet theme. So
yeah, it's just kind of like when you go to college and you are in your concentration, whatever your major concentration
Absolutely.
Is. So then that's what your experience is all day. I got you.
Now, for the educators who are in, in magnet schools or in programs, do they have to go through a certain different type of training, or is it the same as a teacher at another school?
So we definitely
we love the teachers.
We definitely give them specialized training in their particular theme. So for instance, some of the newest schools that we opened were computer science immersion. Mm-hmm. So a lot of teachers don't know anything about coding. That's just not their background. They went to school to learn how to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. So now we got to teach them about how to teach kids how to code. And so we have students that are learning how to code in kindergarten. And so those students are evolving and being greater and just growing exponentially. And so we have to continuously give teachers professional development so they can keep up and actually figure out how to foster that talent.
And some of the programs like the Montessori programs and the International Baccalaureate programs, those teachers also have specialized training.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to get an address or get a phone number or something where we can keep in touch with y'all and or where we need to be looking as parents and keeping up with these types of dates because our kids, they don't tell us. Charlotte's plug is pot out here. Yep, it's No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, wrapping it up, man. We are live inside the Madhouse on our We Family Wednesday. Today, parents trying to get you prepared for this Saturday, October the 19th. And what's going down this Saturday, Mr. Walter?
So we're having a school choice enrollment fair this Saturday, October 19th, from 11 to 3 at the Wells Fargo Atrium Uptown. Come and find out more about your CMS magnet schools and enrollment. You can meet with magnet departments, also CMS departments about anything that you have questions about. We would love you to bring your information so we can get you enrolled and set up for next year, whether you're looking for a magnet school or not. Also, anyone that is 4 years of old, 4 years of age, we have pre-K enrollments getting ready as well. So we just want everybody to be able to come and have a good time and learn about what it takes to get ready for school.
Let me ask you this: if I'm a parent and we miss this Saturday, what happens next? What do I need to do if I for some reason I can't attend or I can't send nobody? Then what do I need to do after that?
So you can still future enroll until November 25th, and you can bring your information directly to the student placement office located at the Smith Family Center, 1600 Tyvola Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28210.
That's the old Smith Junior High.
It is. Oh, okay. It is. Mm-hmm. Or you can drop the enrollment information off at any CMS school, and they will courier it to my department.
Okay. If there is a parent that will be attending the fair this Saturday, do they need to bring any information with them?
They do need to bring. So they will need to bring an enrollment packet, and they can get that from the wearecms.com. Or they can pick an enrollment packet up from any CMS school, mm-hmm. but they'll need to complete it and bring some type of proof of age. It doesn't have to be a copy of the birth certificate. It could be a passport. It could be something from their doctor's office, a certified notice, as long as it tells us what their age is. And they need to bring two proofs of residence.
Okay. All right. So a packet.
Yes.
Two proofs of residency.
Two proofs of residency.
And something that can prove the child's age.
That is correct.
And you can pick up those packets at any CMS school or the website.
That is correct.
Okay.
And what's the website one more time?
It is wearecms.com.
Wearecms.com. That is really easy.
That's easier than the cms.k12.05.us.037.704.throwupthefoe.
Yeah.
That the baby is the biggest.
You also can sign up for updates at cmschoice.org. So we send out regular updates, email updates, so you can kind of figure out when lottery results drop or when future enrollment ends or is opening, different things like that. So go there, visit that site, cmschoice.org. You can get a lot of information there as well.
That's so the big thing is because I don't want to glaze over it, we talked a lot about magnet schools, but you also made mention if you have a child that will be 4 years old mm-hmm. next year, by the time school comes around, we need to go ahead and get them enrolled.
4 years old by August the 31st, they can participate in the lottery for the Montessori program.
Okay.
And if they're going to be 5 years old by August 31st, then you need to future enroll them for kindergarten.
That's what's up.
And we also have just regular pre-K programs for anyone that may be in need. They do have to meet certain requirements. So we do have our NC pre-K program as well. They'll have a program there. They'll have a table there as well.
So when is going to be the sign up for the, like, I got a kid, he good in basketball, but I don't want him to go to his home school, but I need him to go to Crosstown to Mallard Creek because they got a good program over there. When is that sign up?
So you can, you can participate in the reassignment transfer process. Okay, yeah, that process will not start until February.
All right. He ain't got to live in the district or nothing like that?
You don't to submit a request for transfer, but there's a strict criteria that you have to meet. So the Board of Education has certain criteria that you need to meet in order for a transfer to be granted.
So I need to talk to them.
No, you need to submit the online request for transfer.
Larry. Yes. Huh? A proof of residency and proof of age, Larry.
Rio, I need all that, big dog. You heard that, Rio? Rio going to take care of me. We going to be good. We about to take this kid to the NFL.
We not going to Rio to get this stuff.
I can't go to Rio and get it? I'm sorry.
You got to be hood all
the time. Thank y'all, CMS. We appreciate y'all being here, man.
Thank you so much.
For Rio, Simon, and everything. Don't forget, the date is this Saturday, 11 to 3, at the Wells Fargo Atrium, downtown Charlotte.
And if there is, they need to get in contact with you all.
They can contact my office, 980-343-5335.
And my office is 980-343-5030.
All right, Charlotte's plug, man. It's a vibe. It's proud
Thank
out of
you. Thank you.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Chris Brown giving y'all that heat. And you know we give y'all the heat too, man. We got bring you the hottest artists all the time. Y'all see Lil Pot and them on the rap game. He goes by the name of Street Bud.
Hi, Street Bud.
Street.
How y'all feel?
What's up, Street?
What's up?
He in the madhouse with us right now. Where you from, big dog?
I'm from Winston-Salem.
You from right here in the cat?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
From the train, folk.
Not only on the rap game, he is the champion.
Champion.
And you're the youngest winner.
Youngest.
On
ever.
The show.
Yep.
How does it feel?
It feels good. Like, but since the show, that's been so long ago. Like, it's been so much new happening. I just signed my first ever record deal with Quavo and Quality Control.
You went QC the label.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's big, too. Up. And I know you had to be proud watching the BET Hip Hop Awards. If you saw it, Carolina is all the way up right now.
Yeah, going crazy. Everybody, I'm proud of everybody that's going crazy down here.
Yeah. So what was it like for you? And did you grow up in Winston?
Yeah. I grew up, like, most of my life until I moved to Atlanta. I moved to Atlanta when I was, like, how old? Like, 4?
Mm-hmm.
But I always was there, like, during the summertime, so I basically grew up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how was it, like growing up and watching the rap scene, knowing that you wanted to be a part of it?
I grew up, like, listening to, like, Lil Wayne and, like, Nelly, believe it or not. So
okay.
It was, like, those was, like, rappers I looked up to, but I ain't never had no social media. So it was, like, when I heard them, it was either on YouTube or the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being on the rap game, JD says that you have the mentality to be a star.
Mm. Gotta
have it. And on the show, you know, you come in contact with a lot of big name celebrities and things like that. Who gave you the best advice while you were on the show, and what was the advice?
I think I got good advice from everybody, but I don't remember, like, one of the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, the advice I always got was just stay to yourself. Like, just be you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What do your friends say now that you won the rap game and they see you sign this new deal? Because Quality Control is, like, at the top of the game right now. So what are your friends, what are they saying to you?
My friends at the top with me. They right here with me.
Them your partners.
Yes,
so they always been down with you.
Yeah.
And you just put them to work.
Yep.
That's big right there. How important is it for you to have, like, people around you in your circle working? Because a lot of people just got people around them and they ain't doing that.
Yeah. Some people do travel with just people around them, but you got to have everybody working because that's how you move. That's how you move better and smarter.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Who were some of your favorite people that were on the rap game?
Me.
Did you watch, like, the previous seasons of the show and things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you still your favorite?
Yeah, I'm still my favorite.
I ain't mad at that.
Now, what are your goals now? Now that you won the rap game, now that your name is out there, now that you've got a lot of followers on Instagram, what are your goals now, being that you are in the industry, like, you're there?
I'm just trying to keep working hard, trying to put out more music, more albums. My first album, Back to the Lab, is on the way right now.
Mm. We see you Ice with the chain on. What's the piece?
This is my Solid Foundation piece.
What does that mean?
This is my management.
Solid Foundation. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
So back to the lab. Tell us a little bit about what that's going to be about. And are you going to have any cameos on the album or anything like that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Back to the Lab, about to be the craziest album out. It got a whole bunch of features. Can I tell them when it's dropping? Halloween, October 31st.
Okay.
October 31st, back to the lab, Street Bud. And you got this brand new single. What's the name of this brand new single?
It's called Ain't Nothing.
All right, what you talking about in the song?
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay, Street Bud.
Okay, Street Bud. All right, Street Bud.
All right,
AJ.
Let me see your DM, Street Bud.
Ain't nothing. Brand new Power 98 exclusive. It's Ain't Nothing. Street Bud is Power 98. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. He's live inside the madhouse. Street Bud. AJ number the number was Ain't Nothing is the name of the single. Where can they go get that at?
It's out right now, all platforms.
All platforms. We got more of a Street Bud. We come back, it's Power 98. Y'all know who that is? That's the baby right there representing QC. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. The baby is coming for his winter block party. Invading the Bojangles Coliseum December the 5th. Tickets on sale right now. When I tell y'all these tickets are selling fast, this is no cap. The tickets are selling fast. I looked yesterday. The first five rows are gone. First four or five rows are gone already. So if you looking to sit up close and personal, you might need to go ahead and get your ticket.
And you know what yesterday was?
What?
Payday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was payday for
go
a lot
get
of folks.
Get your tickets.
Listen, am I lying? You was right there with me looking at it, Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the first five rows of the show are, it might be scattered out like few seats here and there, but mostly the first five rows are gone. So if you're trying to get in them first 10 rows, you might want to go ahead and get your ticket.
And don't forget, we're still adding names to this show.
We had some all night.
Yeah, we're definitely adding more names to this show.
I did see a name, but they won't let me say nothing.
When I tell you,
I want to say it so bad.
When we make this announcement about his name, and you don't have your ticket,
can we give him a clue?
No.
We can't give him a clue?
No.
I mean, we can't even tell him it's going to be hot.
No, can't say nothing.
All right, okay.
And it's actually going to be a lot. There's going to be a couple of names.
Yeah, yeah,
but I see
Niffin.
But it's one.
All right, it's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Street Bud is hanging out with us inside the Madhouse. We got the Madhouse question of the day, which is what, Burpee?
The Madhouse question of the day is, what is something you should know how to do, but you don't? This is what we asked Madhouse Nation, and I said I don't know how to fish.
And I said I don't know how to cook.
And I said I don't know how to sew.
Street Bud, what is one thing you should know how to do, but you don't know how to do?
I don't know how to do push-ups.
For real? How old are you, Street Bud?
15.
You don't know how to do push-ups?
Nah.
Well, you gotta hurt your hand anyway. So what happened to your hand?
I was skateboarding.
Oh, you're a skateboarder?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I should know how to skateboard.
I used to know how to skateboard. I ain't did it in so long. Yeah.
None of your
Let's see what Madhouse Nation had to say.
Got something on your mind you want to let out? Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
What you got over there, Bert?
Just a kid from Hickstown said they do not know how to do the electric slide.
No.
I'm dead serious. This is I had a couple people say that.
Is that something people should know how to do?
Yes.
All black people should know how to do the electric slide.
Every black person or any person that grew up in the hood should know how to do the electric slide.
What about the wobble?
No, the electric slide.
Okay.
Why?
Buddy, do you know how to do the electric slide?
No, I do not.
Oh. Really?
Butterfingers.
Okay, we're going to have a discussion now after these microphones go off. Because you need to know how to do the electric slide.
Don't get DJ. Come on, man. Next, what you got?
Oh, okay. And they said they don't know how to play spades. I'm sick of these people on my
timeline. Yeah, I saw that one on mine, too.
I got a couple of people on my page that said that they do not, and these are females, that said that they do not know how to braid hair. Your black card is in question, mama. Your black card is in question over there.
Wow.
But then I got one person, D. Jermaine Turner, says, say STR words. He does not know how to say STR words. Things like strawberry.
Straight.
He does not know how to say
it. He said strawberry.
He probably said with a K. Yeah.
Another person says, Leanne Reese says, she does not know how to curse, but she should know.
Oh,
wait, what?
Yeah.
You should know how to curse.
How you don't know how to cuss?
I guess you don't do it right.
I've been knowing how to cuss since I was 10.
Kurt Jeron Lutz said he doesn't know how to skate. I can skate a little bit.
It hurt me.
On roller skates?
Yeah.
I'm nice.
We know with
it.
You nice?
You nice.
I got to see
it.
Just said you fell last time you went, and you hurt now.
It was the first time that I had been on my skates in years, but I'm nice with it. I hit you with a figure eight.
You going to hit him with the figure eight? About eight people on my timeline said they don't know how to swim.
Oh yeah, I got that one too.
I feel like everybody should know how to swim.
Yeah, we gotta dispel the myth of black people don't know how to swim.
I don't think it's a myth if people are admitting to it.
Do you know how to swim, Bert?
It's difficult.
No, you don't.
I know how to swim. I know how to do the different swimming motions, but if I'm in deep water and I have to tread.
If I throw you in 12 feet, will you live?
Yes.
No, you won't.
Because I swim to the other side.
But what if it ain't no other side?
Well, then what the hell you throwing me in the water?
You know how to swim?
Yeah, I know how to swim.
See?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I too, Street Bud. We can swim.
I know how to swim too. I used to be a lifeguard, so I definitely know how to swim. So I encourage any and everybody to learn how to swim.
Especially kids.
Yeah. And a lot of programs offer it for free.
Mm-hmm. So you can definitely check it out.
Do they know how to swim?
No, they know how to swim.
Your kids need to put their daddy in swimming lessons.
No, only voicemail we got, they was talking about me this morning. They was talking about me, and I said I didn't know how to cook. And I said the last time I cooked with shake and bake. And they had a comment. Good morning.
Larry, shake and bake, really? Now, we don't upgrade it to a lot of seasonings. And shake and bake, come on, man. You got to get on these cooking channels, YouTube, Google, something. And you got to make something extravagant for us, other than pork chops.
That's how you going to do me? I mean, it was probably like 2002, the last time I actually cooked a meal. Because I lived in an apartment.
It was probably like 2002 yesterday.
No, I was at Popeye's then.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Turn off.
Oh.
Can you turn off?
Turn off.
Don't let Larry the Morning Madhouse, man. Street Bud is in the building looking at y'all like y'all crazy. Street Bud from the rap game, man. Trey Foe represented by way of the 8 Town. Live inside the Madhouse, man. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. What's your social media for folks to follow?
Follow me on all social medias at StreetBud_. Also, my video Ain't Nothing is out right now on WorldStar and YouTube.
Ain't nothing, boy!
Age ain't nothing but a number. Did your mama approve of that song?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you have
mama,
it.
Mama, did you approve of that song? Why she approved?
So, like, the whole Ain't Nothing But a Number tour is like, it's like a campaign. So, it's like basically not just set aside for the song. It's like telling kids, like, it's never too early to do what you love.
Wait
till you get out of college.
I see what you did there. I like it.
Say something to all your fans down here in Charlotte, America, in Charlotte.
Hey, man, I'm in Charlotte right now. What mall should I go to down here?
South Park, North Lake, Carolina Place.
Go to North Lake.
North Lake?
Yeah, go to North Lake.
Bet.
There it is. Your album, Back to the Lab.
Back to the Lab, on the way. It got some crazy features. But I'm dropping a song with Sheck West next week.
Oh, that's what's up.
Ooh, fire!
And your album is dropping when?
Halloween.
All right, man.
That man is working.
There it is. He's hanging out in the Madhouse with a Street Bud. Y'all make sure y'all follow him. Y'all make sure y'all download his album when it come out October the 31st on Halloween. Y'all know what time it is for the Madhouse. It's time for us to roll up out of here. Let go, man. No!
Even though you couldn't listen anywhere else today, we appreciate you for rocking with the Madhouse. And we just like to show our appreciation with this Madhouse roll call.
Let's go.
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call. Charlotte,
where they at?
Concord,
where they at?
Gas out,
where they at?
Shelby,
where they at?
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call.
Fort Mill,
where they at?
Rocky,
where they at?
North Carolina,
where they at?
South Carolina,
where they at?
Where they at?
Where they at? Though.
Shout out to my man, Larry. Shout out to my man DJ Hummus. Shout out to Ty Teezy checking in. Shout out to King Slim. Shout out to Soprano the Great. Shout out to 6'7", always representing North North. Off the Misunderstood, a.k.a. Stephanie. What's the business is? Miss Candy, baby. Miss McCray 929. Hey, Keisha Key. Don't you post not a never mind. Nurse Walker 17. King Aisha. King Aisha. Okay, what up, King Aisha? What's up, though?
Canabula checking in.
And shout out to Juicy and Sweet checking in one time. And Titus 704, what the business is?
Darren, what a wild, what up, boy? Petty Murphy, what's happening? Liz Queen City, Mr. Cam 704, Buddy Kentucky, what up, boy? Shout out to Chris D's, what's happening? B-Ham 69, Mr. B-Rank,
what up,
Dr. Debonair, and Miss Anna Michelle. What it do? Go ahead, Jeff.
Blackberry, what up?
Oh, that was quick today, Bert. Guess who's checking in with us this morning, y'all? Ooh. Your girl, Nikki. She is live.
Why, hello, Nikki.
Hey, hey Nikki.
Yo, and now
hey,
she over here
Bella.
On mine.
Hey, Bella.
She over here on my live talking about ill.
Hey, like Bella. Nikki. Also checking in this morning, La 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 Leslie.
Hello, La 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 Leslie.
Hey. And what's going on, Renita? Hey, Fatima. Fatima is actually about, you know, Fatima makes all the cakes here in the Madhouse for us. And she's about to be on an episode of Bridezilla.
Oh, word?
Her sister. Really? Her sister got married, and she's going to be on an episode of Bridezilla.
That's dope.
Okay. I think it's dropping next year. Flyboy Macaroni, you know who that
Caleb.
Is.
Caleb
checking in. Otis Blackman, what's going on? Free to Free, Bam March 53. Did you do them already? King Adams 235, Jay Gibbs 1019. A bunch of Nikki Diva Jones is also checking in. What's going on, Mike? I am Gary, Miss Atkins, Yumi Rich, the real Haley Sabrina, and Jersey Lil Bit. All checking in this morning. Madhouse question of the day, we asked you all, what is one thing that you don't know how to do, but you should know how to do it? Head on over to our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or anything that you heard on the show, and you want to discuss it, leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8788.
Peanut. What
I'm disappointed in all the black people who said they don't know how to play spades. I'm highly disappointed.
Well, you know, if nobody never taught you, then you don't know how to play.
I know, but everybody knows somebody that know how to play spades. If you don't know how to play spades, that's a choice. It's because you didn't want to.
Well,
learn.
Either that, you didn't go to college, or you ain't from the hood.
Or...
No, I ain't from the
Jehovah's
hood.
Witness, but you went, like Larry. But
Larry, you know how to play spades?
First, yeah, of course I know how to play spades. I'm from the hood. First of all, don't disrespect that religion because I'm not a part of it. Don't put me over there with them because I'm
so
not a part of it.
So we disrespect the religion by putting you
by
in
putting
it.
Me
all
in
right,
it. You gonna add a heathen to the religion? Why you gonna
who
ask
that down? Somebody on my life.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
My mama is. Yes, she is. But
Larry,
not me.
Larry, they probably always open the door when you knocked on the door, Larry, because they couldn't see your little ass through the peephole. Then
mine just checked in.
Why I gotta knock on the door? My mama bring the watchtowers in the wake. In the house.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.